Hello, and welcome to Talk to Tate Tuesdays. As always, thank you for spending 5 to 7 minutes of your week with me, unless we have guests. And speaking of guests, friends, in 2 weeks, I think the date is September the 30th, in 2 weeks we have a huge guest coming on. Trust me when I tell you that this person is huge. So make sure you tune in to our show September 30th for our next guest. You know, this morning I was driving down the street and I saw kids going back to school. And I just want to say to the kids, you know what? This semester, this entire school year, do your best. Don't be ashamed because you study hard and you can answer all the teacher's questions. Don't be ashamed of that. You know, and don't be afraid to fail at something. You know, try. If you fail at it, don't worry about it. However, don't ever let your failures become what we call your Sunday best, meaning don't wear that forever. Don't wear your failures forever, but learn from them. And this just doesn't go for kids. It also goes for anyone, right? In the words of Big Daddy Kane, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. You know, don't let a failure go to waste. Don't let a failure go to waste, but learn from it. You know, if you're over 40 years old, you remember when your mother used to say, you know, don't waste that food or don't waste my money. Or when you ask someone to do something for you, they would tell you, or they might tell you, you know what, don't waste my time. Well, today, friends, I'm here to tell you, don't ever waste a good failure. I'll say it again. Don't ever waste a good failure. So what are you talking about, Tate? All right, let me share a little story with you. When I was in college, I met my friend Gene Costello, who's been on the show, and Gene is a marketing expert. It's no surprise to me whenever I pick up an Ebony or a Fortune magazine, and they're talking about marketing strategies, and now I see the name, and Eugene Costello says, never surprises me, right? But when we were in college, Gene and I, we worked on an advertising campaign for Hallmark. That was the first time we ever really worked together. And we did really well. My boy Woodrow, who's been on the show, he did our storyboard. Him and the Hutchinson boys, Riddell and Alan Hutchinson, they did our storyboard. And Hallmark loved our campaign idea. I think we finished like top 10 in the whole country. I can't remember, but they loved our campaign ad. So Gene and I, we became kind of the talk of our class, right? And so the next semester, we had a marketing class that was tied to a simulation. And the simulation was we owned a shoe company. And every week we were given certain scenarios. And we were given certain things we could do to combat that scenario. So it might say the price of glue is going up. What are you going to do? And it might say, you know, we'll buy more glue. We don't care, whatever. Right? That would be the scenario, and you would input what your suggestion would be, and you would see how it resulted the next week. So again, Gene and I, we were like the talk of the class, and there were like 4 or 5 of the teams, and people wanted to work with us, but we decided to take on one other person, a young lady named Rose. And so we took Rose on, and during the course of the semester, every week, Gene, Rose, and I got together. And we really didn't put a lot of work in it. We just thought what we should say, right? So we did it by a democratic method. We'll say, what do you think? What do you think? Okay, that's the way we're going to go. We didn't read a lot of the analysis. We didn't go back and really sit down and talk about what was going to be the effect of what we did. We just decided, you know what? I think it's going to go this way. Okay, that's our suggestion. And we went with it, right? So, friends, at the end of the semester, the scores came out, and believe it or not, Gene, Rose, and I, we were in dead last. We took last. We practically, everyone else beat us. We were dead last, which was kind of shocking to me. So, at the end of the day, we had to write an analysis. Every team had to do an analysis of how they came up with their strategy, why they did what they did. So, you know, we're sitting around, we're trying to think about how we're going to explain how we failed so bad. What are we going to do, right? And so, believe it or not, Rose, she disappears. We don't even see Rose anymore, right? For the entire week. And so finally it comes time for presentations. And I think we went fourth or fifth. And everyone else's presentation, they talked about how they sat around and they did the analysis and they had a CEO and they had a CFO and they had a person to do their advertising, all this and that, right? And all their reports pretty much sounded the same. They all had done pretty much the same thing. And friends, it finally came our turn to present. And Gene and I got up and we found out that Rose had decided to abandon us. She told the teacher she was on her own. She didn't want any part of us. I don't want to be with those guys. They're losers, right? So Gene and I, we got up and we had one slide. And our one slide, I remember it said CEO plus CEO plus CEO equals last place. And Gene and I went on to explain why companies have structure, why companies have a CFO, why companies have CEOs, why companies have different divisions. And we went on to explain that we never did any of that. And that's why we did so poorly. And we explained how we didn't really look at the analysis and we broke that down. So we reversed it. Our failure became a tool of what not to do. And we did it so well that, friends, believe it or not, Gene and I got an A on that assignment. And we got a standing ovation from the class. People still started clapping like, wow, something different. And the teacher loved our presentation. Now, the funny part of that story was, and may God help me if I'm lying, Rose jumped back up into the front of the class with us, and she tells the class, I'm with these two guys. I'm with them. And we're like, no, you're not. So friends, what am I saying? What I'm saying is this. You're going to fail. There are going to be some things in life that you just won't be able to do. But learn from your failures. Don't ever let a good failure go to waste. Learn from that failure. Don't just lay down and go, oh, I failed and there's nothing I can do about it. And, you know, I failed at my first marriage and so I can never fall in love again. Or I failed at being a good parent so I don't have any advice for kids. No. Learn from those failures, because what you learn will be even greater than what you already knew. So friends, today's words come from the artist Daniel Puiter, and they go, because you had a bad day, you're taking everyone down. You sing a sad song, doesn't turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. You only had a bad day. Look, the camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You know what? You had a bad day. You had a bad day. Well, friend, you need a blue sky holiday. That point is, we'll laugh at this one day. And I don't need no carrying on. You see, you just had a bad day. And there's another 364 to go. See what I'm trying to say? Friends, I'll see you next Tuesday.